You're listening to Valley Public Radio. I'm Joe Moore. This is All Things Considered. Earlier today, crews from the city of Bakersfield closed down a homeless encampment on South Union Avenue that many residents had called home for years. In recent months, the area had become a growing concern for officials responsible for enforcing city codes. This afternoon, we spoke with Christine Lawler with the United Way, one of the people who worked with the city and camp residents to find them housing and other services. Christine, how exactly did this camp develop into such a problem?
About 3 months ago, we were contacted by the city that they were looking to clear the lot there at Union Avenue of residents because they were concerned about sanitation and trash pickup, all of that. We do not endorse sweeps as a homeless collaborative, and so we have not worked that closely with the city in the past, but the hope was that through our collaboration this time, we would be able to keep those residents informed and help answer their questions as the process went through, and the city allowed us time to approach the residents and work through getting as many people housed who were interested in receiving services. What happened was it took us about 3 weeks to get them to even believe that something would happen. They'd been told numerous times over the years that there would be action taken and nothing happened. They had a community of about 36 people that had lived there, some of them for 7 years. They had a mayor, a sergeant at arms, and the tents would stay when people moved in and out, much like a neighborhood. Very peaceful, very little crime. And the city building manager was faced with being told, you need to take action. They couldn't find the landowner. It turned out the landowner had died 10 years ago, and the land is significantly, has a tremendous amount of liens against it. So with the city placing these added fines to clean up the property, the trustee of the property signed over the land for a period of 1 year to the city to allow them to do whatever they wanted to do.
So I understand earlier this year, as the talk that this encampment was about to close grew, the situation there actually got worse.
The city at that time was faced with, the city manager wanted the individuals to move, but has a real heart for serving the homeless and didn't want to just go in and say, you have to move now. So in his effort to do that, they decided they would remove a very thick brick wall that separated the property from the street. Most people who live here never even knew that Tent City existed behind that wall. It was very well hidden. But what happened when the wall came down was, instead of being clean, through the cleaning process with the bulldozers, debris was spread throughout the camp location. And it looked very similar, if anyone's ever been to the dump sites in Mexico where people live, that's what it looked like. And a lot of media attention was given, and so people moved in. There was an LGBT activist event at Cal State. A number of people who came to that stayed there, and the resident number rose to over 60 people. And so what was meant to be a simple solution and was decided on with good intentions snowballed. Crime rose. People were beat up. One gentleman, that elderly gentleman that's lived there for 5 years, had all of his possessions stolen, not once but twice. I think it's safe to say that trafficking increased. People there weren't formerly known for using drugs, and I believe drug use increased. So we stepped up our community caring events and went out door to door and just met with people and began meeting them on a, knowing them, building relationships, building trust on a first name basis. And we would go out on a regular basis and say, what do you need today? How can we help you? Let's talk about getting on a path to housing.
So what's the fate of those people who were living in the encampment up until this morning?
So the city gave us a good month's notice before they evicted today. And we, at last count, there were 24 people there. About five people chose not to get assistance. They wanted to stay on the street, and they will simply move to another location, where eventually they will be asked again to move. About 9 to 11 people self-resolved, and what that means is they had family members. One was a female veteran, and she was, and her household of four were moving in with her grandchild. Her daughter was going into the Air Force herself. So stories like that happened with a good number of folks. And then five households are in the process of getting housed. Altogether, three veterans are at different phases of that. One woman was there the longest, almost 7 years. She can remember back as far as 5 years, has been housed and will, for the first time in more than a decade, live under a roof with a door and sleep in a bed at night. Her husband was a truck driver, so she has not known for as long as she can remember what it's like to sleep in a home.
That was Christine Lawler, the Director of Homelessness Resources with the United Way of Kern County, talking about their efforts to house the people evicted from a homeless encampment in Bakersfield earlier today. This is All Things Considered on Valley Public Radio.